WTAW News Time is 5 after 7. 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. With heavy equipment moving dirt in the background, Bryan School District officials held the official groundbreaking of the new Sol Ross Elementary School yesterday.
Congratulations to the students, the parents, the teachers, and administrators who will cross the new threshold of Sol Ross Elementary School's front door. This is your school.
Among the thanks given by School Board President Doug Wunnenberger were voters and those who promoted the November 2014 bond issue that includes the new building at Villa Maria and Carter Creek. Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena is in his third year of attempting to get a sidewalk built from the intersection of Highway 21 and Sandy Point Road west to the Forest Park Apartments across the street from the Brazos County Detention Center.
After failed attempts to convince private property owners to donate land, Pena wants to spend $450,000 that's not in the budget to build the approximate 1,000 feet of sidewalk. It'd be part of a larger project proposed by the Texas Department of Transportation. Before the council voted to postpone action, Pena says he found $500,000 in savings from another project. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick pointed out the council just rejected bids on two other things because the cost came in higher than expected.
You just rejected bids tonight for the St. Joseph improvements, where we were short dollars there, and we rejected some bids on the Old Reliance widening. And we've got some additional projects that are coming up to bid, which we don't know what those amounts will be yet when those bids come in.
The $250,000 price tag is 25% of TxDOT's $1 million estimate, plus design costs to widen Sandy Point, also known as FM 1687, and add sidewalks, curbs and gutters, and drainage. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Motorists in Brazos and Madison counties now have another way to get over the Navasota River. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced the new Democrat Road Bridge has been opened. There will be some work to do to completely finish the nearly $1 million bridge, but it does not require the road to be closed. Reaction to the suicide explosions in Brussels includes Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who spent a couple of days in the Belgian capital's last August meeting with NATO officials. Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he was told then about terrorists that had taken over some neighborhoods.
They were telling me about the parts of Brussels that you just didn't go into because these Islamic folks had been allowed to come up and take over neighborhoods and basically impose Sharia law, and the local police would not even go in there because it was dangerous for them. And so, I mean, it's like having a mini Afghanistan in the middle of one of Europe's cities.
Flores says President Obama continues to push for immigration reform in the U.S. that the congressman compares to the standards in Europe that led to the bombings in Brussels. A College Station Walmart employee received minor injuries Wednesday attempting to stop a shoplifter from leaving the store. A loss prevention worker told police he was punched in the face by a white man in his 30s who had dog food and a Bluetooth speaker. What is being investigated as a robbery took place Wednesday afternoon just before 4. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to call College Station Police at 979-764-3600. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 49 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Here's a question for Texas cotton growers. You willing to give up $81 an acre? Well, that's what you'd be doing chasing some shiny trait instead of planting FiberMax. Doesn't make sense. Not when FiberMax keeps delivering high quality and high yield year after year. We're talking an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. Give that up? Now, why would any Texan want to do that? Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will continue to build across the state this morning, and that results in lots of sunshine today. Comfortable temperatures, too. We're 70 to 75 during the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be 50 to 55. Sunshine is back with us during the day tomorrow. Warmer, 75 to 80. Clouds head our way tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Turning partly sunny, breezy Sunday. There could be a shower. Highs on Easter, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with Texas A&M men's basketball getting bounced out of the tournament by OU last night. A&M baseball gets a win over number 13 LSU. We've got updates from spring at Major League Baseball in the Lone Star State and more coming up in sports at about 7:50.
So a study by InfoPlease.com says U.S. American children will consume 90 million chocolate bunnies this Easter. 90 million. Wow.
What about Jesus's?
You know, we had that story earlier this week about chocolate deities that are out there for you. And I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what the Jesus count would be. But
I don't think it's going to be 90 million.
As expensive as they were? Probably not.
Yeah. How about Peeps? How many Peeps are you going to eat?
Zero.
I can remember that that Chase Murphy used to say that that his wife really liked Peeps, or
yeah.
I think liked Peeps. I don't know about really liked.
Yeah.
Or not. That's the only person I've ever heard documented as actually
liking
them.
Them.
But what's interesting is, according to the Washington Post, they say the average person eats 2.3 Peeps each spring.
No.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Then somebody's eating my share, but I will tell you, I've
same.
Been told
yeah.
roasting those is the best thing ever.
I could see that, trying to do a s'mores Easter style with a Peep.
Because then you get the caramelized sugar on the outside and the melted marshmallow, so it's kind of like a creme brulee marshmallow.
Right.
Huh.
I still don't know if I would.
Oh, I'd try it. I'd try that one.
Mm. Okay. Google News search for Peeps will dump hundreds of stories in your lap. And that's, you know, more than the 700 million Peeps that collectively are supposed to be eaten during the Easter season.
I mean, Candy 95, I think it was last year, did a study, or should I say an experiment,
yeah.
where they left an unwrapped Peep out
uh-huh.
for like months,
yeah.
and it just kind of stayed the same.
Yeah, there's an online movie called Lord of the Peeps, if you want
oh,
to.
Oh, man. No, you know, I think I'm busy.
Yeah, Peeps are sometimes jokingly described as indestructible. In 1999, scientists at Emory University performed experiments to measure the stress and heat tolerance of said Peeps. What happens when Peeps are placed in a vacuum, in a hot tub, in liquid nitrogen, electrocuted, that sort of thing. They have all of that right out there at peepresearch.org if you do want to see that. The Seattle Times has an annual contest of Peeps used in photos. They call it Peeptacular. Okay. St. Paul Pioneer Press was the first newspaper to hold a Peeps diorama contest, received hundreds of entries, and they continue to. Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, other papers followed suit. Last year, the Post received over 1,100 entries. And for what it's worth, there is, in fact, in Sacramento, an annual Peep-eating contest. It's usually the Saturday after Easter.
I can't think of anything worse
I know.
Than eating a bunch of them.
Well, and the thing is, you could buy the Peeps that they need for probably like $30 after Easter. I mean, what do you do with those things?
Right.
Roast them, apparently.
Yes. 1 year, 2003, the winner ate 103 Peeps.
Oh, my God.
In 30 minutes.
Gosh.
It's appropriate. His name is Dennis Gross. And again, it's like candied corn. You just don't know how old they are.
Yeah, and they're not easy, I feel like, to eat. They're
yeah.
chewy.
Yeah, yeah. It fights back.
Right. Yes, that's a perfect. They fight back.
So, anyhow.
How
those
wired.
Those little baby chicks don't want to be eaten.
Yeah.
How right. wired would you be
Don't know. Wouldn't want to be around the winner. I wouldn't really want to be around anybody.
What color is your throw up? That's the question.
Yeah.
Because I bet they weren't just eating yellow. I'm sure there were pink and purple and blue.
Well, and if you'll consider, you know, at some point in that company, because I guess they all start as probably yellow. Was that probably the initial color of pink?
I think that was the first one, yes.
Okay. You know, at some point, they hired somebody who was ready to go be director of development for Peeps, and they needed to come up with different ideas. And so, you know, you probably had to, if you worked for this person, you probably had to send a report and put it on their desk every week about new things to do with Peeps. Oh, gosh, let's make them lavender. Oh, gosh, let's do this. Let's change the color of the beak. Let's make them anyway.
I will say they're festive looking.
They are.
I think they're cute.
For decorations that you just throw away like everything else, it'd be just fine.
Right.
Okay. All right, so Facebook, good way to connect with friends, give you a good ego boost. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh say the more time we spend sharing, liking, tweeting, hashtagging, etc., the greater the depression that we face.
Absolutely.
They looked at 11 popular social networks. There are a number of explanations for why social media is linked to depression, researchers say. On the one hand, perusing others' curated photos showcasing the best moments of their lives make many people feel inferior by comparison. On the other hand, the more hours a person fritters away browsing their friends' profiles, the more disconnected they feel from the actual real world and the more time they may feel they're wasting. So that disconnection and since time's being wasted can foster the feeling of emptiness, meaninglessness, and a purpose, lack of purpose.
Okay. Lack of purpose?
Yeah.
I've read that somewhere where you have to remember everyone's social media timelines are their highlight reels.
Yeah, exactly. Again, as Chip was telling us, he ate at a restaurant the other day and the guy liked what Chip had ordered, and so he slid it over and took a picture of it. I mean, they were even falsifying things.
It wasn't
things
even
to put
their
out there.
Highlight reel. It was Chip's highlight reel.
But they don't know. Exactly. I mean, if they get the picture from you, then it must be
exactly
from you.
Yep. Look at what I ate today.
Yeah, when was the last time you put anything bad or depressing on your Facebook page for people to
And some
see?
People do, yeah. And they overshare. Okay. But
yeah, that's the other thing. And then when it becomes that, it suddenly becomes oversharing.
And then you're just annoyed.
Right.
By the person's...
Okay, and how many pictures of the newborn do you have to get before you've said...
God, yeah. Don't get me started on this, Scott.
Yeah, okay, all right. Now, additionally, there is a sense of competition with others to get the most friends or followers or likes that will be coupled with that temptation to derive the self-worth of how many others. Well, that's what I'm thinking is, what did Chip think of that guy next to him? Goes, wow, what a loser. He has to take my success and make it his success.
No, so, that makes Chip feel better.
Well, it probably does. All right. I can freely do that because I don't do that. I don't do that Facebook thing.
Yeah,
I can just back away and go, that's fine.
No part of the Facebook.
But I can remember being at, we were at a restaurant, you know, one of those restaurants out over the water. And it was the first time I'd ever seen anybody actually take a picture of their meal. My wife and I looked at each other and just went, boy, they did that, didn't they? They took a picture of that. And it was like a Mexican restaurant, too. I mean, like, the thing probably cost like $7. It's not like I spent $28 on this entree. I'm going to show you what it looks like.
Yeah, and now with so many other social media platforms, I mean, there's, food everywhere.
And, you know, that's what Pinterest is all about, right? If you took the food off Pinterest, would there be anything left?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there would, okay. But it's a big chunk of it. You're right.
Lots of. And again, it's hard to photograph food to make it look good.
Yes.
But there's some people who obviously do that pretty well. But that's, because it's, if you're looking for, actually, if I got leftovers, I'll type in the leftovers, just whatever the, you know, just stuff, and to see what kind of a, I'm talking about like you've got cream cheese and a sausage ring. Okay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And so you type those two things in. So those aren't leftovers.
Let's see what you get.
Random things.
Random ingredients.
What can I make with this?
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, whoever thought you could do that? Okay. You got a sausage ring and you've got cream cheese and capers. All right. So what are you going to do?
That sounds
awful.
It does, doesn't it?
Sounds like an episode of Chopped.
Yeah, those are the first three things that jumped into my
mind. Here are your secret ingredients.
All right, you type that in there and you see what they come up with. All right, on a serious note, while we're talking about eating stuff, if your kiddo eats Gerber baby food, some of the organic second foods, some of those are being recalled. So if you've got some of that, just take them back.
That's what you get for going organic.
Going organic with your kid, yeah. So earlier this year, Playboy magazine stopped publishing photos. Did we know that?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we? Okay. Wall Street Journal now says they were...
Kevin, yes, we knew. We knew, Scott.
That's it. Wall Street Journal says management now exploring a sale of the magazine. But apparently it still sells about 800,000 copies a month.
So you can literally say it's for the articles.
That's right. There are some people who actually read the article. So,
well, there's still pictures, right?
They're clothes. Right. I guess semi-clothes.
Right. Semi-clothes.
So, it's more like Victoria's Secret now with words.
Okay. I got you. All right. This is kind of scary. It's 721 with the Infomaniacs. This is a little scary. A survey by cloud identity crisis management firm called SailPoint Technologies says 27% of office workers with large companies in U.S. America would sell their passwords to somebody from the outside the firm. 27%.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Are you kidding? Really? Okay.
How many disgruntled people have you met in an office that are like, screw this place, watch this?
Well, I never worked for Clear Channel, so I don't know how that feels.
Shut up. You just shut up. I'm not bitter or anything.
No. Well, it's all right, but you're not there now, so it's okay. That outpaces the global average of 20%. Just over half, about 56% of those willing to sell their passwords would do so for over $1,000, while some said they would trade it for as little as $100. The report highlights more so-called poor password hygiene.
What?
What does that mean?
Oh, that's a stupid thing.
Such as using a weak password like ABC123 and using that password in several places or sharing it with coworkers and being able to easily access corporate data even after leaving the company. The bottom line, employee and customer data can easily be compromised. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. And maybe it's only because I've only worked for small companies my entire life. But, I don't know. That's how you get back at the man. Is that it? You sell your passwords for $150 and you get even as you walk out the door. And, again, that's good for management and ownership to know.
Right.
That, you've got people out there. And I don't know. Maybe is this the equivalent of stealing a box of paper clips from work 20 years ago or 30 years ago? Was that it? You know, you take that home because you think it's yours.
Yeah, so but this seems a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a little more diabolical.
Yeah. Opening the door to the company is a little bit different thing.
Yeah.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
This weekend, instead of trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my child, I already know because I'm going to Mentors and Makers. Problem solved. At Mentors and Makers, you have a well-equipped shop at your disposal to make things they never even imagined possible. Families have the opportunity to make memories that last. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I've found the coolest place to spend some time with my kiddo. It's at Mentors and Makers. My daughter and I learned to use a laser cutter, etched a picture of ourselves on an old scrap piece of wood that's now more like a keepsake and maybe even a Mother's Day present. The kids can spend the day learning, but in a fun way, how to use a laser cutter to make their very own creative works, or maybe even the ancient art of leather and woodworking. This past weekend, as a matter of fact, my daughter made herself a brand new leather bracelet. Learn first to 21st century skills at Mentors and Makers. The mentors are there to help. Oh, and by the way, you won't believe the Easter project they have planned for families. But you better hurry, Easter is this Sunday. It really and truly is not like any place you've ever been before. Try Mentors and Makers. Look for Mentors and Makers on Facebook and mentorsandmakers.com.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm.
Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates on select Kubota hay tools. Now through March 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning. It's 726, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can shop them at Wilton's.com. They've got furniture, supplies, and a lot more. High today is going to be 72. Should be nice. Northeasterly winds about 5 miles an hour. Turn to the southeast this afternoon. 51 for our low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, looking at sunny skies and a high of 78. On Easter Sunday, 74 with a slight chance of showers, and 72 or so on Monday and 76 on Tuesday, so cooking pretty well. Right now, northeasterly winds at 61% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 49.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Brianna Evans is a 12-year-old student at an Orlando, Florida area school, and she's a jailbird. Her crime? She pinched a schoolmate's butt. And for that offense, young Miss Evans was read her Miranda rights. She was put in the back of a police car, taken by the deputies to a juvenile detention center, and booked on a charge of battery. Brianna, apparently still somewhat unrepentant, says that she feels it's just stupid. It's just a stupid charge that shouldn't have to happen. Pinching that young boy's butt was part of a game students at the school play. Now, the authorities say the offense happened in early March. At first, the girl was given suspension. The boy involved initially told school resource deputies that he wasn't interested in pressing charges. But his mother had different ideas. She demanded the 12-year-old girl face prosecution for pinching her son's butt. Brianna's father is flummoxed. He believes the misdemeanor battery charge is over the top. It's an overreaction. He said, Lord, what's this world come to? Kids can't even be kid, he said. Mr. Evans, it's all part of the politically correct takeover of schools by out-of-control liberals. Kids are taught to fear microaggressions around every corner and taught to demand safe spaces. That's where common sense is expelled. Now, be thankful your daughter didn't try to kiss the boy. She probably would have been made to register as a sex offender at age 12. Don't doubt me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good buddies at Mahindra make the world's number one selling tractor, but now they also make a whole family of utility vehicles, too. Just like their tractors, Mahindra's Impact XTV utility vehicles deliver superior performance with industry-leading cargo capacity, towing capacity, ground clearance, and a 3-year warranty. And the Mahindra Impact XTV is made right here in the USA in Mahindra red or camo. And here's the best part. You can choose between $1,250 in cash back and savings or zero down, zero payments, and zero interest until 2017. Now, if you want to work smarter, not harder, with a new Impact, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School District supporters of all ages gathered yesterday for the official groundbreaking of the new Sol Ross Elementary School. Speakers after students sang the school song included school board president Doug Wannenberger, who thanked three separate citizen committees.
It's important to recognize the path to get here for several reasons. First, at each step of the way, citizens determined the recommendations to present to the board. These citizens were parents, teachers, community and business leaders, and students. Second, in approving, the board recognized the efforts to develop plans and, more importantly, the body of knowledge developed by our citizens' committees, which made their recommendations valid. Third, the importance of the citizens' contributions to governance of the district cannot be denied. This is your district.
The new building at the corner of Villa Maria and Carter Creek will replace the current campus that is 55 years old. Three members of the Bryan City Council want to spend at least $400,000 that's not in the budget to build about a half mile of sidewalk.
Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says the sidewalk's part of a Texas Department of Transportation proposal to widen Sandy Point Road, also known as FM 1687, west from Highway 21.
They were looking at the turning movements from 21 to just past where the county property is where the length would be for the three lanes, to incorporate a center two-way turn for turning movements for the apartments and folks going to the jail and the county properties there. Once you get past that, they didn't see much need for it. Three lanes at that point in time because the demands for the two-way turns there are kind of diminished.
Councilman Rafael Pena, who's in his third year of trying to get a sidewalk along Sandy Point from the Forest Park Apartments to 21, went to TxDOT after private property owners would not donate land. The request submitted by Pena and Mike Sutherland, which is also supported by Al Signs, was tabled until the next meeting. If approved, the city would be responsible for at least $150,000 for the engineering design, then another $250,000 as the local share of TxDOT's $1 million construction cost. The Bryan Council rejected bids on two street projects at this week's meeting because they were over budget. They were a $3 million offer for improvements around 29th and Villa Maria and $550,000 to widen shoulders on Old Reliance. The council did approve a more than $7 million contract to rebuild Old Hearn Road and Wilkes, along with adding drainage improvements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced the opening of the new Democrat Road Bridge over the Navasota River between Brazos and Madison counties. Construction began last July on the $1 million bridge, and there is still some items to be completed, but what remains does not require the road to be closed. 2 weeks ago, a College Station woman woke up at 4 in the morning to her dog barking. She went downstairs and discovered her purse and two laptops were taken. Police has released the surveillance video of a man going into the home and taking the property. You can see the video online at WTAW.com. College Station police report shoplifting dog food and a Bluetooth speaker has become a robbery investigation. That's after a loss prevention employee at the Walmart store was punched in the face while trying to stop the shoplifter. The employee received minor injuries from the altercation Wednesday afternoon shortly before 4. The suspect is described as a white man in his 30s. College Station Animal Control report the owner of a dog that bit a man Tuesday night left the scene without giving any information. The search continues for a white-colored small shepherd mix dog that was being walked on a leash by a woman in the area of Shenandoah and Austin. Animal Control wants to place the dog in rabies quarantine for the safety of the victim. Anyone with information about any of these incidents is asked to call College Station Police at 979-764-3600. The suicide explosions in Brussels can happen in the United States, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
If we don't get better at in rebuilding our national defense, rebuilding our national intelligence operations, that same thing will happen here.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores says the U.S. needs tougher immigration laws, which he says is the opposite of what President Obama wants.
The reason that Europe's having these problems is because their immigration laws are lax. And they've decided that it's okay to let everybody in without any kind of background checks, which is totally inappropriate. Well, Obama's trying to do the same thing here. And he was so unconcerned about what happened in Brussels, he continued to stay at a baseball game with Raul Castro and do the wave with him and admire Che Guevara's shirt. And I just terribly disappointing and disturbing the American people how he's behaving and his policies in light of the things that are happening around the world.
Flores says when he went to Brussels last August, NATO and other officials described parts of the Belgian capital as a mini Afghanistan due to neighborhoods that were taken over by Islamic terrorists. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 46 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Much like BCS, Zwicker & Associates has been growing. They've been adding employees, and they add more things all the time that they could put into your house. Some 8,000 things now they have on file that they can put in your home to help stage it. Whether you're buying a home or selling a home, I strongly recommend that you go to Zwicker & Associates. It's ZARealestate.com. I've worked with Jen for a long time, well over 15 years now. She's been part of me buying and selling two different homes. And that's trust, because at least in my case, that's my biggest investment. Don't know about you, but if I've got that much money tied up into something, I really want to make sure I'm on good terms with the people that I'm working with. Now, Jen recommends that you sit down and interview folks, because they are going to be working with a lot of money with you when you buy or sell a home. Whether it'll be your first home or your fifth, or maybe you're looking for some investment property, Zwicker & Associates is the way to go. Contact is real easy. Go to ZARealestate.com. One more time, ZARealestate.com for Zwicker & Associates.
Ocean Buffet in Bryan offers you an all-you-can-eat buffet with more than 160 international dishes. Fresh, made-to-order sushi and delicious made-to-order hibachi grill items. Or choose from Ocean Buffet's light, low-calorie, healthy entrees like fresh seafood, scrumptious salads, and traditionally prepared Chinese and Japanese cuisine. Ocean Buffet, all-you-can-eat with over 160 tasty items. And they offer a senior discount. Come hungry for lunch or dinner. Ocean Buffet, located on Texas across from AutoZone in Bryan.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider, Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure covers the state this morning. Should be a beautiful day overall. Lots of sunshine. We'll see temperatures recover to 70 to 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. Sunny for tomorrow. It's going to be warmer. Highs will reach 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds will increase tomorrow night. Lows near 60. For Easter Sunday, partly sunny and breezy. Maybe an afternoon shower, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. A&M baseball gets a win. Unfortunately, A&M basketball gets bounced out of the NCAA tournament. Softball is this weekend, and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 11 minutes or so.
Okay, so they had the groundbreaking for the new campus that they're doing there for Sol Ross.
Correct.
We had audio of the little kiddos singing the school song, I guess. So now, did you go to Sol Ross?
I did not. My little brother did.
See, the deal is now, there used to be campuses like Crockett, for instance, where every child in BISD went through that campus because that was the only campus at that time for that that age group.
Okay.
And I didn't think about that until like one of my kids was going through there and they were having some sort of a celebration. And so they sang the song, you know, we're going to go up, up, up with the rockets from Crockett or we or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I'm sitting there in the stands and out walks Mike Beal, and folks may know Mike Beal from Century 21, and he actually sang the song. He led us in singing the song. And so that now harkens back hearing that. Can either of you sing your junior high, high school, or your junior high fight song?
It was the same as the high school's. If I had to guess.
Okay, so now what campus, Chelsea, did you go to?
I went to Mary Branch.
Okay, so did y'all have a song?
I'm sure we did. I don't know it.
See, and that's the thing.
I do remember we were the Bears, and we were our colors were red, white, and blue.
Okay. Now, see, the problem I had was, we just had one campus back in the day, and so it was the A&M Consolidated Tigers. So, of course, if you're in the junior high, what are you but a...
Cub.
No, kitten.
Oh.
Yeah, we were the kittens.
Oh, that's so bad.
I know. It really was. It's like...
So bad.
Let's go out and... You know, I'm not saying that we had a bad image of ourselves when we were playing eighth grade football, but I mean...
Yeah.
Kittens? Luckily, we didn't have helmet decals. But...
Yeah, yeah, I don't even remember. I went to Stephen F. Austin, and I don't even remember my middle school song. Yeah.
So,
but
again, and so I'm not sure, but I thought hearing those kids.
That was cute. The Ross Raccoons.
But I guess that's the deal, is when would you have occasion to sing it? Right.
I don't know. Like
school assemblies?
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. School. My roommate in college, she knew hers because it was the same tune as Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Well, that helps.
So it was, you know, Deep in the Heart of Fleming.
Of course it was.
Awesome.
And so every time they play that song at like a sporting event or whatever, she's like, she'll deep in that. The heart of Fleming.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, in Ennis, it's the Aggie War Hymn.
Really?
Yeah, they are maroon and white, and their fight song is the Aggie War Hymn.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Stole ours from Notre Dame.
See, at least be original, right?
Here. Yeah.
I didn't say I was proud of it. I say we stole it.
I'm not sure. I'm thinking we never sang the fight song during any athletic event that I can remember.
The first school I went to, by the way, we were the Tornadoes.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
Midwest.
Yeah, that is good. That is good stuff.
And then the Jayhawks.
All right, here we go. Brand new dating website.
Oh, let me hear it.
Oh, no. Matches people based on their body odor.
Oh.
What?
It's called smell dating.
Smell you later.
Yeah. Ask clients to wear a shirt for 3 days without bathing.
No.
The shirt is then cut into pieces and the samples are mailed out to potential mates.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
Service is currently in a trial phase, I imagine. With a limited client base of 100 participants, service was created by artist Tega Brain, a teacher at New York School for Poetic Computation. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I'm guessing if you go to the New York School of Poetic Computation, that whole thing about not bathing for 3 days is no problem. No deal.
It's a hard pass.
Yeah, I think so. All right, this is a little unusual. Researchers scanned the grave of William Shakespeare at the Church of the Holy Trinity at Stratford-upon-Avon.
And what did they find on the board?
It's what they didn't find.
Oh.
His skull is missing. Now, rumors have circulated for years that the grave had been disturbed, and Kevin Coles from Staffordshire University said, "You're kind of quiet now, aren't you?" Yeah. We have Shakespeare's burial with an odd disturbance at the head end, and we have a story that suggests that at some point in history, Somebody has come in and taken the skull of Shakespeare.
Wow.
Researchers on the project used ground-penetrating radar at that site, as well as another 15 miles away that was rumored to contain parts of the playwright. They found that the skull there was actually that of a woman who was in her 70s. Adding more mystery to the mystery, Shakespeare's grave isn't marked, but it does have this warning written upon it. Good friend, for Jesus' sake, forbear to dig the dust enclosed here. Blessed be the man that spares these stones, and cursed be the man that moves my bones.
Ooh, somebody's cursed.
Man, is that something or what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was foreshadowing his own theft.
Something like that. All right, here we go. New Census Bureau numbers show that four of Florida's metro areas are the fastest growing populations in U.S. America. The Cape Coral Fort Myers area tops the list with a population growth of 3.3%. Number two in U.S. America would be Austin and Round Rock at 3.3%.
There's actually a Round Rock in Round Rock.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm. Well, somewhere. Where it got its name.
Oh, okay. Houston, the Woodlands, Sugarland, we mentioned them yesterday, 2.4%. The top five most populous cities in U.S. America. Can you name them in order? Most populous cities in U.S. America.
New York.
That's number one.
Los Angeles.
That's number two.
Chicago.
That's number three. Now comes the challenge. What's number four?
Philadelphia.
Houston. I'm going to say Houston.
Both of you are wrong.
Okay.
Dallas.
Oh.
Really?
I did not know that. I was shocked to find that out.
Is it Dallas-Fort Worth Dallas?
It says Dallas. Then comes Houston. And I remember that Philadelphia and Houston would jockey back and forth.
Right.
And when Houston became fifth, they overtook Philadelphia. But apparently, Dallas is number four in the United States now.
Wow.
I had no idea. As far as fastest growing in U.S. America, Bryan College Station is 15th.
Wow.
No kidding.
15th fastest growing metro in the nation.
I mean, I know we're growing quickly, but I wouldn't have guessed 15th.
249,000 people live in Bryan College Station Metro. Now, that includes Brazos and Burleson and Robertson counties. Our growth rate, 2.6% increase last year, up from the 1.1 change in population 2 years ago. So, again, the fastest growing is at 3.3, and we're at 2.6. By comparison, for instance, Las Vegas went up 2.2. So, and the thing is, here's the deal. When you're talking hard numbers, all these areas that we're talking about obviously have over a million people in them. So percentage-wise, to go up that much, hard numbers really are more significant than what we've got here. Mm-hmm. But from a percentage standpoint, we were number 15 in America as far as growth is concerned. So there. And it seemed like every one of them was trying to get out of town yesterday. Oh, the traffic was horrendous. But anyway.
Yes.
I know. It's a little town. We shouldn't be complaining about that. It's 7:48.
Join us Easter Sunday, March 27th at First Baptist Bryan for the second annual Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 30,000 eggs will be filled with goodies and dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. and Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Easter is just around the corner, and for many families, this holiday doesn't mean much. It's just a fun day to eat candy and hunt for colorful eggs. But there's a deeper message to the day that many people overlook. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Several years ago, back when video stores were still around, my wife and I went looking for a well-known film that told the story of Easter. And we couldn't find it on the shelf, so we asked the young lady behind the counter if they had it available. She pointed us to several children's videos that talked about the Easter Bunny. We said, no, we're looking for a video about the real story of Easter. She said to us, isn't that the real story? Judging by the confused look on her face, she had no idea what we were talking about. And that's the trouble. A lot of people seem confused about the true message of Easter. And that's because its deeper meaning gets lost behind mountains of chocolate and cute rabbits. In a nutshell, Easter reminds us that despite the problems of this world, our lives can be filled with hope. Easter is about God saving humanity in a way it could never save itself. It's about life overcoming death and setting our future on a positive course. And that's why Easter is one of my favorite holidays, because it fills our life with genuine hope. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective, instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. It is 7:51. Jordan Woodward scored 22 points, and Buddy Hield had 17 and 10 boards to lead the second-seed Oklahoma Sooners to a 77-63 win over third-seed Texas A&M in the NCAA West Regional yesterday. A&M was held without a field goal for almost 7.5 minutes in the first half. Here's A&M head coach Billy Kennedy.
We ran into a very good team that played extremely well. Every mistake that we made, they made us pay. Jordan Woodard was, to me, played a heck of a game. We just felt like we had a tough time matching up with their quickness. And when we had opportunities to score, we struggled. And I'm really proud of these guys and proud of our team. I just wish we would have played better in this game, because we were definitely capable of playing better than we played.
The Maroon White wrap up a season which was one of the best in program history at 28-9. The Aggies won their first ever SEC championship and the first regular season conference title for the program since 1986. And the 28 wins are a school record. The top two seeds in both the South and West regionals will be playing tomorrow for a trip to the Final Four. The Sooners now play West number one seed Oregon, which bounced Duke 82-68. In the South regional play, second seed Villanova eliminated Miami 92-69. Kansas won their seventh seed straight by beating Maryland 79-63 to reach the final. The number two Aggie baseball team jumped out to an early lead and tacked on four late to topple number 13 LSU and the Tigers. J.B. Moss continued his hot hitting. He went 3-for-5, 2 runs on 1 double with 1 RBI and 3 stolen bases. Moss has reached base in all 21 games, and he scored in the first inning in each of the last 5. Aggie bats have been hot out of the gate this season, and they did score first, but not enough to make Coach Childress comfortable.
It is concerning, you know, when you don't get those big hits early, it's usually going to be a one-run game, and it's game on until the end. But we were fortunate enough there in the 7th and 8th inning to line them up and be able to get some big hits and able to pull away from them late.
The squad returns to action tonight for game 2 of the series at Bluebell. First pitch slated for 8:02, and it's on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. We'll keep it on the diamond for the number 10 Aggie softball team there in Athens, Georgia, for the number 12 Bulldogs. Aggie coach Joe Evans said the teams just really couldn't be more different.
We're very young, very inexperienced, and they're very old and experienced. They've got All-Americans. They've got probably 5 or 6 seniors who are catalysts in their lineup. Completely different look than us, but it's not an easy place to play. Their field is hard. They tailor it for their lefty slappers. So it's a place that we're used to playing, but we haven't had as much success there as we would have liked.
First pitch at 5 for the first of 3 SEC games this weekend. All could be heard on Navasota News 1550. Quick heads up for you. Texas A&M's 2016 Maroon and White game will be televised nationally by the SEC Network starting at 5. That's Saturday, April the 9th. And we'll wrap it up with this. In Lone Star MLB spring ball action, Texas played with a split squad. They got a 12-1 win over the Oakland Athletics. And in the second game, A.J. Reed hit an inside-the-park home run. The ball was clearly visible as it had gone under the padding. And Yonis Cepeda stood up and threw his hands asking for a ground rule double. It was not ruled a ground rule double. And the Stros beat the Mets 8-5. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota, and we're getting close. Today's the day. A little bit later on, you guys are giving away yet another car.
That's right. Fifth or sixth one, I'm not sure. But today is the last day to register online. You must be present to win. I believe we're going to give away a Ford Edge.
Oh, wow.
Hard loaded, actually. Yeah, it's going to be nice. Get yourself registered, come out, and try to win you a car.
Where's the website again?
TeamofNavasota.com.
It's on the top right-hand corner. That's where you go in and register. But you have to register before you go out there, and you do have to go out there. All right, without further ado, now let's find out what our deal of the day is.
We have a 2014 Chevy Cruze for $9,888.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi there, welcome to Toyota. We've got amazing deals on a bunch of awesome vehicles during our One for Everyone sales event.
One for Everyone?
That's right.
Good thing I brought everyone.
Really?
Yep. Kamiko's my BFF, Darren's her boyfriend, Jillian's my sister. She's dating Liam, who used to date Teresa, but they're still friends. Strange, huh? Thomas over there is my coworker. His cousin Izzy gets us into all the hottest places in Casey. Well, he just showed up one day, but he's cool.
Well, Kamiko and Darren could get 0% APR financing, killer lease deals for Jillian and Liam, tons of inventory for his friend, Teresa. Thomas gets super low monthly payments, awesome incentives for cousin Izzy, and Casey and the whole gang get Toyota Care.
Wow, impressive.
Thanks. You got room for one more in your posse?
Absolutely.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now, but this event ends April 4th. Hurry in today. During Toyota's One for Everyone sales event, qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a $500 subvention bonus or $1,500 customer cash on a new 2016 Toyota Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4416.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's about 3 minutes till.
Take a styrofoam peanut, stick a beak on it, boom, marshmallow peep.
There you go. That's about right, isn't it? Just, they chew back. All right, so a lawsuit has been filed against Procter & Gamble alleging that Old Spice deodorant causes burning and irritation and some pretty horrific-looking rashes. New York Magazine's The Cut says the suit, possible class-action material, was originally brought by one man who named 11 different Old Spice products as the possible culprits behind the rashes. The lawyer says since the word got out about the lawsuit, his office has received what he calls many inquiries from people complaining about the product. Lawsuit seeking at least $25,000 in damage.
Doesn't bother me any.
Yeah. Now, and you know, because I've done that. I've switched deodorants before because it got a rash. I don't know if they have to let you know that they have changed their formulations or not.
Right.
And you consider that. I mean, if it's a product that you've used for a long time, and then all of a sudden you have a reaction to it, of course, it could be your physiology.
I was going to say, your body chemistry can change pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, here's our app of the day. Fast Company reports State University of New York Buffalo computer science professor Wien Zhu has designed Auto Dietary. This is a necklace-like wearable device that uses the sound of someone chewing and swallowing food nearby to recognize what they are eating. The goal is to have a simple and convenient way to track someone else's nutrition over time.
What
the heck? Man.
That's rather big brothery.
Well, and busybody-ish, I'm thinking.
Yeah. What is she eating
And why should that bother you?
Exactly.
Why should you even care?
Chip Howard, remember that?
That's right. So who says that women need a positive body image only? American Eagle's Ari underwear brand has just rolled out a new ad campaign featuring four guys in their skivvies.